Okay, hey everybody. So we are going to get back into our prayer groups today. Heath is going to take over the teaching part of these sessions next week, but I'm going to try to give us just an introduction into what we're doing today. I'm going to be pretty short today. That way we have quite a bit of time in breakout groups together. But the main thing I'd like to try to discuss today is what the purpose of these groups are. So we began these, of course, back in June. It doesn't feel that long ago, but we began these back in June. And the original goal was just to get us praying more together and praying better together. Those were what we were trying to accomplish with these. And all of the group leaders and I have talked over the last few weeks about what was going well, what wasn't going well. And overarchingly, I heard from so many people that this has been one of, if not the most encouraging things that you've been a part of. And I'm so glad to hear that. I think that, you know, getting to be a part of a smaller group with one another, really getting to converse with one another, there's so many benefits to that. And we're really going to try to continue those. But we also try to talk through some things that we wanted to improve. And one of the biggest things that we recognized was that our prayers were just somewhat getting repetitive in that we didn't focus each week on something different. So that brings us then to the prayer habits and some different aspects that we're going to introduce this month. I gave a forecast of that in my sermon last week. But two things I'd like to cover with you is what is this next month going to look like individually in your prayer life? And then what is this next month going to look like collectively as we pray together? So those are the two questions I'm going to spend about 10 minutes talking through. Is what is this next month going to look like individually in your prayer life? And then what is this next month going to look like collectively as we pray together? So I'm going to ask everybody, if you will, to get out your prayer journal. So Kirby, Angie, and Daniel dropped those off to some people last week who we knew wouldn't be here. And hopefully everyone else picked one up this morning. If you do not have one, but you would like one, please let your group leader know. Okay, don't tell me now because I will forget. But if you will let your group leader know as you get into breakout groups, they'll let one of us know and we can get it to you this week. Okay. So this prayer journal is going to be your friend for the next month, hopefully, because we are going to try to use this individually to really focus on our prayer lives together. If you flip through this and you just look on page one, down at the bottom of page one, I have a quote here from Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19. Hebrews 10, 19. I want us to read this whole section because perhaps it's because we've been in Hebrews for so long now, but my mind has just been going back to this section over and over and over and over again the last few months. Hey, Heath, go ahead and read this whole thing for me, please. Let's do Hebrews 10, 19 through 25.
Okay, Hebrews 10, 19. Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he consecrated for us through the veil, that is his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching.
Very good. Thanks, Heath. So y'all, individually, hey, Heath, just stay on here with me. I want you to talk through this with me. Verse 19, what do we now have the privilege to enter?
The holiest place of all, where God and Jesus dwell.
That is it. And if you look down to verse 22, what needs to be cleansed for us to enter this holy place?
Our heart.
Our heart. And so what we're going to try to do here, and this is on page two, the graphic on page two. I did this in my sermon a week or two ago. The three different phases of prayer. Bruce, are you at a point where you can put one of those graphics up on the screen for me?
Yeah, let's do that.
Hey, do the first one just right now, please. I'll have you put the second one up later. So I introduced this graphic in one of my recent sermons, but I tried to offer three different phases of prayer. Whenever we pray to God, prayer has to come from the heart. It has to come from our innermost being. Prayer cannot come just from our lips. Prayer cannot come just from what's on our mind. Prayer has to come from what's on our heart. And then as we take our heart, what's been cleansed by the blood of Jesus, it's been made sanctified by the Spirit, we then pray to God. And then the way that we pray then influences our life so that we live out sanctified, holier, righteous lives in God's sight. So it's that trifold process. Prayer has to go from the heart, not just from the lips, not just from the mind, but from the heart to prayer to life. And that's what we're going to seek to do in this in this individually this month, is really take our hearts to God in prayer. All right, Bruce, you can cancel that screen out. Thank you. So I want y'all to just look with me through this prayer journal. What this journal is trying to do is to get to your heart so that you can take your heart and pour it before God in prayer. Okay? So look at page three. Look at page three. So this is for Sunday, August 2nd. There's one page for every day going through September 5th or 6th. On Sunday, August 2nd, obviously today, our habit of the week is going to be praying with confidence. And then I just said, use the space below for notes for the prayer group. So let me introduce this idea of the habits. We talked about this in my sermon last week in reference to, you know, habits from the heart. There are some things we do that are just behaviors, like me listening to a 70 song. It's just a behavior. Versus there's other things that are habits of the heart, like my mom listening to the 70 song. It engages the heart. We want prayer to engage the heart. So what we're going to try to do this week is we are going to pray to God with confidence that he's hearing us. Look back to Hebrews 10:19. Heath, read that, just that verse for me, verse 19.
Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus.
So y'all will notice here, we have confidence. We have confidence to enter the holy places by the blood of Jesus. What we're going to try to seek to do this week then is pray with confidence. Because let's be real here. How many times do we truly pray simply because we know we're supposed to? We know it's one of the tasks of a Christian. But I really don't firmly believe, and I don't truly have confidence that God hears me. Well, this week, we're going to pray to God with confidence that he hears us. And every day, then, there is a different habit of the heart related to confidence to really make sure we're praying to God with confidence. Look over to tomorrow. Okay, so this is on page four. So here's your prayer for tomorrow. As you pray with confidence, reflect on Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, considering how it gives you greater faith in God. Below is a sample prayer that you may pray or incorporate into other meditations. Mark wrote many of these. My Father, I know that you hear me. Hear the overtones of confidence. I know that you guide me as you are my shepherd. I know that you provide all that I need, as you are my host. Thank you, Father. I trust you. Tomorrow, that may be your prayer. Or in the space that's below it, you may take some different thoughts from Psalm 23, take some thoughts here for some things that Mark's written, and you may write out your own prayer. You may just write some things that are on your heart so that you are really praying with confidence to God. But that's going to be our focus this week, is we're really praying to God with confidence. Notice Tuesday. On Tuesday, you're going to reflect on Psalm 27. As you go throughout later in the week, there are different habits that are all focused around confidence to really make sure prayer is going from the heart to prayer to life. So notice then what should happen. If you have really prayed from the heart every single day this week, God I know that you hear me. I have faith that you have saved me. I am faithful to you. God, my confidence is in you. If we really mean it and we say it and we pray it to God, notice how much our confidence in God should grow this week. And that's going to be the habit that we're really focusing on, is just praying with confidence. Now, as you get into your breakout groups, your group leaders are going to have a whole lot more to say about that. They have some questions to guide you through and some different thoughts related to that. But I just wanted to give you an individual overview for what you're going to be doing this month. Every day we have a different habit here to really get us praying to God from the heart. Okay? So that's individually what August looks like. Now, a bit more briefly, let me talk about collectively what this month is going to look like. Heath, read for me verses 24 and 25.
And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching.
So, Heath, am I just supposed to pray by myself in my little room, all by myself?
Not exactly, no.
That needs to start there.
Right, exactly.
But then, what else do I need to do?
It needs to involve others, our brethren.
So, Bruce, put that second graphic up here for me, please. So, y'all, not only are we praying to God, but we need to be praying with each other. The kind of short little quip that I think our prayer groups are kind of going after here is we are drawing near to God through one another. That comes right out of Hebrews 10, 19 through 25. We are drawing near to God through one another. All right, so let's talk about practically what this means. You can take that away, Bruce. Thank you. So we obviously have our breakout groups here in a minute where we're going to pray together. Wonderful, right? We get a chance to talk to one another and tell each other what's on our hearts. But then you get to Tuesday and you pray. This is what Tuesday says. Father, I need not fear the uncertainties or dangers of this life as you are with me. Yet as those words come off your lips, you recognize I am filled with nothing but fear and uncertainty right now. I can't pray that honestly, because right now I am so filled with fear and uncertainty. Heath, what do I need to do?
You need to reach out to your brethren.
That's it.
Help, yeah.
Y'all, that's what these are for. It may be somebody in your group. It may be your group leader. It may be somebody else in the congregation. But y'all, we need to make sure that if we're praying these, we're not just thinking about ourselves. We're not just thinking about, Mark Daniels calls it, our own little lives. But we're thinking about one another, about how to build one another up. I get over to Friday, and I pray, Father, I know I have eternal life. But then I pray that, and I start thinking about one of my brothers or sisters in my prayer group who I know is struggling right now. And they may be struggling with whether or not they're obtaining eternal life. Heath, I pray this, and I think of Jim Bob. Okay, it's probably your first cousin, knowing where you're from. I think of Jim Bob, and I know Jim Bob is struggling with this. What do I need to do?
I can first pray for Jim Bob, but then I can also reach out to Jim Bob and pray with him.
That's it. And y'all, that's what we want to see really come this month, is really drawing near to one another. Now, y'all, this is not something new. This is something that's already happened. I have heard back in the month of June and even into July how some of you all formed connections in the congregation that weren't there. People were connecting with one another and talking to one another. You've sat in the same auditorium maybe for 10 years, but really haven't had a chance to get to know each other. I've heard of these things happening already, so it's not something new. But as Paul told the Thessalonians, excel still more And that's what we're trying to do here. Okay? So with all that said, individually, we are going to take our hearts to God in prayer through habits of the heart. But collectively, all of us are going to seek to build up one another. Make this pledge with me. I should make you raise your right hand and do this. We are going to seek to build up one another and to draw closer to God through one another. And that's what we want to see come from this month. Let me say a special thanks to the shepherds, to the prayer leaders who have put so much heart into this. I am so thankful for my brethren here. I'm so thankful to have a congregation that we can draw closer to God through one another with. And I'm really excited about this month. I'm excited about what God will do if we really trust him. Mark Daniels tells that to me every time I talk through this, is I'll have my elaborate plans. And Mark always calms me down, Brian, it don't matter one little bit if we don't put our trust in God. And that's what we have to do here, is really make sure we are trusting in God. Well, y'all, that's all I got. If you have questions, I'm actually going to ask you to reserve those for your prayer leaders. If you're still not understanding how to use this and it's not making one lick of sense what all this is, let's just talk about that in our breakout groups when we're in a bit smaller of our sessions. All your prayer leaders understand this and have had help with producing a lot of this. So if you have any questions or additional insights, I'm actually going to ask you just to reserve those when we go into our breakout groups.